This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk about what's going on in the world of accessible reading material. Karen McKay is here from the Center for Equitable Library Access. Karen is the communications manager for CELA. Hey, good morning, Karen. Great to chat with you once again.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed. And of course, that means we're in the month of January, which is Braille Literacy Month. And we were talking with one of the members of Braille Literacy Canada about some of the campaigns that are going on. Well, CELA is planning to hold a celebration promoting the month. So what do you guys have on deck?
So we've been running a series of four different events all throughout the month. Last year, we did a series just on the 4th, which is Louis Braille's birthday. But it's challenging because it's so early in the year and people are just getting back to work. And so this year, it's been spread out. We're working with NELS. We're working with the Provincial Resource Centre for the Visually Impaired in BC. We're working with Canadian Council of the Blind and, a whole bunch of folks, Braille Literacy Canada, as you mentioned, to put on a series of panel discussions on a variety of topics. There's something for everybody, for Braille readers, for libraries, for educators, and they're happening every Thursday. So one happened yesterday. There's another one next week on the 20th, which is actually for the French-speaking contingent. And then there's one called Refreshing and Rethinking Braille Awareness with a focus on equity and accessibility, and that's happening on Thursday, January the 27th. So lots for people to take part in, and then there are going to be recordings available as well so that if you miss them, you can still catch up on what was happening.
Living in the on-demand world. So Karen, if people want more information, where can they go to get it?
So the registrations are being housed on the NELS website, but you can go to our social media. We've got lots of links up there to find out more, or it's in our newsletters, and it's all over the place. So it's not hard to find if you want to go and register for them. They're all free, and everybody's welcome. So we would love to see lots of folks come out.
Excellent. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about CELA specifically, because there's a pilot project here about expanding delivery options for clients. Now, there's an upcoming webinar on adaptive technology coming in regard to this pilot project. So what is the webinar going to be examined, and how can people get involved?
So we have this expanded delivery project. We're piloting three different new ways to deliver audiobooks to folks who want to read them. And as part of that project, we've hired some peer trainers with lived experience. They are fantastic, and they're going to be guiding our pilot participants through the process. So one of the things they're doing is this webinar, which is happening on Monday. And in that webinar, they're going to share their expertise and the strategies and tips that have really helped them navigate print materials, not just CELA stuff, but everything, right? Like, if there's printers everywhere. And so if you've got a print disability, you have to be able to navigate that. So these folks bring a wealth of experience and insight into that. So they're going to demonstrate different devices, things on mobile phones, adaptive software, Braille displays, all within the context of using these different devices to access everything from mainstream book providers like Amazon and Audible, as well as specialized things like CELA and Bookshare. And so this webinar is geared for folks who are new to print disabilities, whether you're living with one or supporting somebody who has one. It's also excellent for service providers who are interested in learning more about accessibility. Or if you're just a tech head and you want to come and see what's current, come on out and join in with the discussion and see what's new and what's happening in this world.
Very good. Let's jump over to one of the big stories here in the literature world, especially the Canadian literature world. The Canada Reads long list has been announced earlier this month. Karen, what's going to play out here over the course of the next couple of months in regards to getting from a long list to a short list to a winner?
So the announcement was just made on January 12th, and there are 12 books on the long list. They're all by Canadian authors, and it's a fantastic list this year. And I'm really pleased to say every single one of them is in the CELA collection.
Oh, right on.
So in the next, yeah, which is great. So you got to get started to read now. So the short list and the celebrity panelists are going to be announced on January the 26th. So the panelists get a list of books, they read a bunch, they pick the one they are most passionate about, and then they defend them. So it's not a sign they actually love the books that they're defending. So that will be done on January 26th. And then the debates happen on March the 28th through the 31st. And Ali Hassan is moderating the debate again, hosting the debate. And so the five folks will, you know, they literally kind of duke it out about which book is the best, which is the one that all Canadians should read. There's great conversations that happen. Social media lights up. And there's usually events with authors and stuff that the CBC plans around that. And you can watch all the debates on a variety of channels, live streamed and recorded and on the radio, the whole deal. And it's really, it's such a, I just love Canada Reads. It's just a great experience for everybody across. We need to talk about, you know, what are the stories that we want to be telling each other? What are the stories we need to be hearing from each other? So I'm really looking forward to this year's events.
Just
and the books are, they're really great.
Yeah, just an incredible way CBC uses their multi-platforms to actually engage in that Canada Reads in so many different ways and to spotlight all these wonderful Canadian authors and writers. Marvelous, marvelous stuff. An incredible initiative from the CBC. Karen, let's talk about someone we lost over the holiday season. That was Betty White. And of course, folks might be very familiar with Betty White as an actor, but Betty was also a writer. How many books did she write?
She actually has 7 books to her credit. And yeah, which is, you know, people don't know these. So some of them are about her experiences in, you know, TV and entertainment. But actually many of the books center around her very incredible love for animals. And there's one in particular I wanted to draw people's attention to. It's called The Leading Lady, Dinah's Story, which is actually this really beautiful book about a guide dog who served Betty's friend Tom Sullivan. He was blind, and Dinah served him until she was 11, and then she needed to retire, but she did not want to go gracefully, so she put up a fight. And she actually became part of Betty's family. And this is this beautiful story about how Dinah served this friend of Betty's for years. And then, you know, I thought it was one that many of your listeners might be able to relate to. It's beautifully written. It's a beautiful story. It's available in our collection. And there's, you know, it's just, she was such an amazing lady in so many ways and so kind. And it's just, I just love her. So it's a great book to pick up if you're missing Betty White in your life.
Mm. Karen, you've always got great books to spotlight from Sila's collection. This year, the theme is going to be a couple of the best-selling books in 2021 in Canada. Now, I should warn you, we've only got about 5 minutes here, and you've got 4 selections, so we've got to hold them to 1 minute each. But the first one you wanted to make mention of was Finding the Mother Tree, Discovering the Wisdom of the Forest by Suzanne Simard.
So this is actually number 3 on the CBC's bestsellers list. And, you know, it's an interesting choice. This book was actually recently mentioned on Ted Lasso, the very popular TV show. So you know you've arrived when you're a scientist and you're mentioned on Ted Lasso, right? So Suzanne Simard is a professor of ecology from the forest ecology from the University of British Columbia. And she's written this really beautiful book about how trees are actually more than just providers of lumber and paper and shade. They're actually part of an interwoven community, all centered around a mother tree who supports this community in the same way that, you know, matriarchs might support our human communities. So Simard grew up in BC in a logging community. She's loved trees and studied them her entire life. And when she was working as a forestry worker in her sort of early 20s, she realized that some newly planted seedlings were growing very well and others were failing. And that sort of started her on her scientific journey. So this book is a really beautiful scientific exploration about the ideas that trees are just more than just trees, that they're part of a complex community. But it also walks through how trees who have been living side by side for hundreds of years have evolved so that they are able to perceive one another, that they can learn and adapt their behaviors, that they recognize their neighbors, and that they remember the past. And this is kind of a mind-blowing concept for me. I don't know about you, but the whole idea that trees have all of these capacities that we don't really know about is just amazing. The book also talks about her own journey. So it's interwoven with her personal journey, with love and with loss and all of those things that make a full life. And it's just, it's beautifully written. It's scientific in areas, but it's certainly accessible. And it helps us understand not only, you know, that science is more than just about data, it's about human discovery. And it also helps us understand our place in the world, how connected we are and how much we can learn from the world around us if we're open to it. Simard has a TED Talk called How Trees Talk to Each Other. So if you want to learn more about it without digging into the book, you can start there. But I highly recommend the book. It's beautifully reviewed. And, you know, it's kind of a quirky topic. It's a really interesting thing to dig into.
Political Junkies snapped up the 10th most popular book, Indian in the Cabinet, speaking to Truth to Power by Jody Wilson-Raybould?
Yeah, so this was a really long-awaited book. As everybody knows, Wilson-Raybould was a celebrated member of the Trudeau's first cabinet, where women were playing an equitable role. She was Canada's first Indigenous minister of justice and the first female attorney general. And then SNC-Lavalin hit the news, and we could see all the shifts in power and in public perception. So this book is really about her truly speaking truth to power. It's, you know, we know women get a rough ride in politics, and this book lays out how hard it was for women, and specifically for an Indigenous woman, to navigate the political system that continues to perpetuate the power imbalance and systemic racism and marginalization, all that sort of thing. We also get to see how she stuck up for her principles and how that really cost her personally and professionally. If you love politics, this is a really important book, but I think it goes beyond that. It's a book about how we treat one another, particularly with people who have traditionally held less power in our communities, and how we stand up for what we believe in, even when it costs us. So highly recommended. It was nominated for the Writers Trust political category, and you know, it's beautifully written again, so it's worth digging into. I think it's an important read.
Karen, this is literally an elevator pitch, but I'm giving you the choice: The Madness of Crowds by Louise Penny or State of Terror by Louise Penny and Hillary Rodham Clinton. But I'm telling you, it's got to be 30 seconds or we're gonna miss the hard outs.
Okay, so State of Terror is written by Louise Penny, Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's basically, it's a take on Clinton's experience in the Obama cabinet as a, you know, Secretary of State, and it's got Louise Penny's fingerprints all over it, no pun intended. Beautifully written, intriguing, fast-paced. It's on my bedside table waiting impatiently for me to read it. Highly recommend it.
That was an excellent pun, Karen. I raced you and you still got the awesome pun in. Well done by you. Karen, have yourself a great weekend and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Great, thanks. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.